Hi, this is Curtis Shuck with the Well Done Foundation.
Thank you for joining us on our Earth Day phone line here today, and we couldn't think of a better guest to bring in to talk on Earth Day than Mr. Curtis Shuck himself. Not only does he understand the supply chain of what it needs to be involved with making Earth Day happen, but also right now he's plugging wells all over the U.S. And where in the world of Carmen San Diego oil shale play USA are you today?
Jason, I'm sitting in front of our team facility here in Oil City, Louisiana, up in Caddo Parish, which is a fun fact, the birthplace of offshore drilling in the United States of America. How about that?
I did not know that. What was the name of that again?
The name of the town that I'm in is Oil City, but it's in Caddo, C-A-D-D-O, Parish. And Caddo Pine Lake is famous for being the host of the first offshore drilling in the United States just in the very early 1900s.
So the name of the town is Oil City?
Oil City, man. Gotta love it.
Oh, here, I thought you were just, you know, going off my shale play USA snarky remark. And no, that's the actual name of the town. Oh, that's...
Yeah, no, it's the real deal. I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a picture of Oil City, you know, the well-done mobile in front of the Oil City side. But no, it's a lot of, you know, robust history here in this portion of Northwest Louisiana. And we're working diligently on numbers of projects right now here, and excited to be in the boot in the great state of Louisiana.
Before we get to your Ohio work, which was just outstanding, just because of the just visuals and the, you know, that close to buildings and just becomes a real eye opener. We'll get to that in just a moment with the abandoned wells, but I wanted to stay down in Louisiana for just a second here on Earth Day. In one of our past interviews, I can't remember if it was the last one or two interviews ago, you dropped the news that Tito's, the fine spirits and vodka, handmade vodka Tito's, became a partner with you in plugging some wells, and there was a number of them. Is that what you're doing down there right now, or did you complete that series with them?
No, we're just finishing up the Tito's trifecta of three wells actually right now. And so to your point, we've got two on tap. We'll be plugging one tomorrow and then probably another one either on Saturday or on Monday. But that'll finish up the Tito's work here in Louisiana and part of the Five Bodies project. But we've got a bunch more that are coming up, and we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a second with some more exciting news.
Quick, before we get to that exciting news, is Jason Priestley still doing some spokesman work for you guys?
Yeah, he's been, you know, he's obviously a little committed to his own career. Too bad we can't keep him 100% busy. But, he's still on the team, absolutely, and working out of Nashville and doing his thing. So, but yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to check on that. I'm making my notes here. So, did you want to get to some big news, or are we going up to Ohio? Is that where we're going next? Because I got to tell you, I mean, when I first got to Ohio, when I was back in my magazine day, coming out of Michigan and through those rolling hills in Ohio there, I the first thing that jumped out to me was it seemed like every single lawn had a statue of Mother Teresa and Woody Hayes.
No, there you go. It's pretty funny. Yes, and certainly where we're working in Ohio, up in Cleveland, you know, right in the epicenter, if you would, of development from, you know, the turn of the century. But, you know, we're working at the Our Lady of Angels Church, actually at an old Franciscan monastery on this particular abandoned well that we're doing right now. And, you know, there's a high concentration, as you can imagine, of activity in that area. And yeah, so exciting to be a part of this project.
So let's talk about that a little bit. So, I guess I didn't realize that it was a monastery. I thought it was a senior home, but I guessed if this abandoned, this orphan well is right in the middle of four different, you know, brick buildings or structures. If I can't know if they're all brick, but I know there's structures. I guess, you got four different types of things. So talk to me a little bit about this project. You mentioned it was called Lady of the Church, Old Lady of the Church.
Yeah, the name of the church is Our Lady of Angels.
Oh boy, I was way off on my.
Yeah, careful. Look out for that lightning bolt. But anyway,
I had visions of Sister Mary slapping my hand when I was a child with a ruler. So,
this is the Our Lady of Angels church. There was a Franciscan monastery that was there back in the day, again, turn of the century stuff. The monastery had since relocated, and so they took that monastery building as the first of three buildings then to host the Franciscan Village project, which is another nonprofit. Low-income, independent, senior living facility. And we've kind of got introduced to them through, our friends at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and through our contracting partners there in Ohio. And what a great fit it's been, an opportunity to, to partner together to get this well plugged, obviously emitting an extensive amount of gas, and right in the middle of their development plans for a new building.
So walk us through how this happened then. So how was it discovered, and how did you guys get involved? You mentioned through the Ohio Natural Resources Department. Was this something that has been on their radar? Was this kind of a new thing? Did it get discovered during a construction?
So interestingly enough, the well, after extensive review of those records that are available, and remember a lot of these legacy wells drilled, at the dawn of time, don't possess a lot of great records, and this is certainly one of those. But the records that we have found indicate the well was drilled in 1908. It was actually produced up until about 1955, and then the well was plugged, according to the records. And when the well was plugged, using what's called fire clay. And fire clay is just kind of a fancy type of bentonite clay, apparently. And anyhow, after time, the clay had shrunk and dehydrated, and allowed the gas to escape out of the formation. But after the well was plugged, and to the extent that they felt that it was good to go, they ended up building buildings around it, landscaping around it. There was actually literally a statue of Saint Francis that was in the landscape area that was over the top of this particular old wellbore, and the residents for years had indicated that they could smell gas, and so they would tell the management would call the gas company, because nobody knew there was a well there. The gas company would show up, sniff around, couldn't find anything, so this happened for 10 years, and finally the Franciscan Village, too, is in the middle of a renovation project, and through their excavation efforts, uncovered this wellhead. And the wellhead was open to the surface. And so, that's where certainly the gas had been coming from. So at that point, they reached out immediately to the fire department, to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, who has oil and gas regulatory responsibility in the state. And then they touched base with one of their preferred contractors, who's our partner in northeastern Ohio. And they dispatched to the location and then called us and said, hey, this is a great well, fits right with the well-done foundation's mission. What do you think? So we went out and looked at it, and the rest is history. We've now you know, adopted the well, and are engaged in the plug-in abandonment. We studied it for about 30 days, actually about almost 40 days. We've got robust data in terms of the emissions, and what an exciting project.
Boy, my editor-in-chief hat sees 100 different stories with what you just said. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Well, like the one that really stands out, especially for the oil and gas industry and what you're doing, and, you know, from a regulation standpoint, the fact that this was plugged and then it, you know, because of the methods that were approved at the time, we're finding out now that, is that an isolated incident? Are these other wells that were plugged with this fire clay, are we going to have to go back and revisit those? Has that been discussed at all? Or, I mean, that's what stood out to me quite a bit in this, in what you were talking about.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's absolutely, you know, all of the above, Jason. I think that it's something that's flagged as far as, you know, what the durability, if you would, or the permanence of those methods from back in the day. Remember, it's, you know, at that time, that was the best available science, and that's what was used and accepted as an industry practice, best practice. And now, you know, maybe things are a little different. I think the key is to, you know, to just be aware and be on the lookout. And, you know, the takeaway for me really was, hey, look, when, you know, somebody thinks they smell gas, you know, it's a good time to really start to lean into it. But for well done, it was a perfect match, you know, perfect project for us. Seems like we sort of end up with some of these hairy ones, you know, but, you know, that's the whole intent of the nonprofit. I mean, if we can't lean in and you know, really, you know, work hard to make things better. I mean, it's not just about picking the low-hanging fruit in this game. This is about making the difference.
And by the way, the other part of that story, too, that stood out was how apparently, you know, smelling gas for 10 years, you know, wasn't the end of the world. So, I mean, you know, we, as much as we want to plug them, it doesn't necessarily have to be an overnight process as much as we try to make it seem like that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's 100 of these that you guys want to plug by tomorrow. What is it that you guys are doing? You know, because you can't tackle them all at one time. But at the same time, there is a real sense of urgency to get these things plugged.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, what we're focused on right now is, you know, measuring and monitoring and then, you know, prioritization. Obviously, we've got to match up funding. You know, we definitely have more wells than money. So matching up, you know, the high priorities, and again, that can be based on what the emission is. It can be based on the location, like the Our Lady of Angels well, or, you know, its proximity to, you know, critical habitat, like up here in, you know, the Five Bayous Project, or down here in the Five Bayous Project in Louisiana. But, you know, what's exciting is that, you know, as ESG is becoming more of an accepted business, you know, norm and responsibility, you know, people are taking a much deeper focus in this world, and which is exciting. You know, again, use an example earlier of Tito's. We've got some new partners we're working with in Scottsdale, Arizona. We've got, you know, a big announcement coming out of California. And yeah, things are starting to happen. And so it's really then, you know, matching the priority projects to the dollars. And, you know, these, to your point, they don't happen overnight. It takes us, you know, from start to finish, Jason, I bet, you know, on a fast track, it's 6 months from the time we first learn of a well, going through all of the legal programs of titling and transferring and bonding and all that fun stuff to measuring and monitoring to then scheduling the actual work is, you know, again, in the perfect world, in a fast track, it's 6 months.
Okay. So I was going to ask you about, you know, you mentioned ESG. So, you know, being Earth Day, we should definitely mention ESG. Earth Day, ESG, I guess. I'm trying to figure out an E acronym, but we'll leave that alone. You know, one of the things that's always impressed me about you, Mr. Curtis Shuck, chairman of the board for Well Done Foundation, is you almost carry yourself like a politician in that you can articulate yourself in a very not too polarizing of a way, but then every now and then you'll throw something in that says, okay, this guy does think for himself. And that's a rare quality to have, by the way. And I've always appreciated that about you. And you've also had foresight, you know, whether it be through your supply chain with the commodities or whether it be with the oil and gas work and the energy work you've done. But primarily it was this orphan well foresight you had, to where when you started, you wanted to be, you know, not a for-profit, but a not-for-profit, if you will. Tried to go away from the nonprofit route, but then you kind of had to adjust your business model for the marketplace. Well, now we're starting to see the marketplace change a little bit again. How are you doing with your adjustment now that everybody and their mother wants to plug orphan wells because it's the new sexy thing? And you're a legitimate, you know, you're a legitimate person who saw the need years ago, went out and did something about it. From my knowledge, you haven't spent any tax money yet. Is that right?
No, that's 100% correct. And I don't see a world in which we will.
No kidding. Come on.
Use tax dollars for plugging wells. You know, we may use taxpayer dollars for, you know, identifying or measuring and monitoring, but not for the you know, the actual plugging work itself. And Jason, I got to tell you, you know, for me, this orphan well journey has been one of kind of that, you know, perfect intersection of passion and purpose at the right time. And, you know, when I first, you know, happened across an orphan well in north central Montana, up into Kevin Sunburst there, again, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, that was, you know, in any universe acceptable for anybody in our industry to feel like that was what they wanted somebody to see as an impression. And, you know, it's just has turned into, and, you know, it depends on the day, whether it's a calling or a curse. But, you know, for me, it's really important now that I'm able to, you know, hopefully inspire others to take part in this, because it's truly a team sport. But to, you know, to provide some leadership or some thought direction, if you would, in this space, so that, you know, we can get out there and make a dent. Because what's awesome about it is that it just undeniably works, right? It's not hard science. And it's super exciting and very rewarding.
What are you telling people on Earth Day today when it comes to, you know, this environmental and social and the governance, or whether it be the orphan wells, or, you know, you can come at it from a lot of different ways, but, you know, well, you know what you're doing, I guess, is this is kind of your Super Bowl day, isn't it?
It's exciting. Absolutely. And, you know, so for us, you know, this is our third Earth Day. For the Well Done Foundation of plugging wells. And so somebody had the bright idea that we should go big on our third Earth Day. And so instead of just having one project, that we should really have four projects. And so we literally have four projects that are going on right now across the country. We've got, you know, again, the Our Lady of Angels project there in Ohio. That is, you know, in the process of preparing the plug. We've got the orphan well up in Pennsylvania in Erie County in the Waterford Township, working with another nonprofit up there, the French Creek Valley Conservancy, just an awesome group of folks. And so that well's getting ready to plug. Literally, we'll be starting in the next week. We'd hope to start this week, but obviously our crew is still in Ohio working on the Our Lady of Angels. We've got the team here in Louisiana. We're working with Tito's Trifecta, where we're going to be plugging tomorrow the Gish number 35 orphan gas well. And then right back home in Montana, we're prepping one of our wells there for Earth Day. So we'll have a crew moving in tomorrow, and we'll begin plugging. And I'm hoping, Jason, to get back to Montana. I've been on the road for, this is my ninth week straight, and be able to participate with the team there, because we've got the Shelby Montana and hopefully the Sunburst Montana third graders going to show up again this year to participate on the ground. So pretty exciting stuff. Also today or this evening, we've got a fourth grade class in Tokyo, Japan, who is the one of the children of one of our earlier well sponsors, Fuki Fujiwara, who sponsored one of our Montana wells. And so we've got a fourth grade class that we're going to be presenting to. So, you know, the message, I think, to everybody on Earth Day is do something, right? I mean, seriously, just do something. And if that's the message that we can deliver to anybody that'll listen, is that, you know, every little bit counts, whether it's one well at a time or, you know, turning off the lights or taking out the garbage. I mean, just do something. And if everybody adopts that, gosh, what a wonderful thing that would be, huh?
How can people contribute to the cause, whether it be volunteer their time, be like a, you know, big corporate sponsors, like a Tito or maybe an oil company or something like that? You know, take the opportunity here on Earth Day to give your spiel, you know, market yourself a little bit.
Sure. Well, we, you know, encourage folks to check us out at on our website at www.welldonefoundation.org. You know, our contact information, my contact information is right there. And I haven't declined a phone call yet. So I'm happy to chat with everybody. It may take me a minute or two to get back to you. But, you know, that's really where it starts, Jason, whether it's, you know, somebody that wants to be volunteer, as you said, or wants to, you know, contribute or sponsor a well. I mean, kind of all of the above. And so we're super excited about that platform, and we're, you know, continuing to improve it and, you know, bring, you know, more team members on, as we grow, that can really focus on that. And, you know, I think a result of that is kind of what we're, announcing today too, which is bringing a new corporate sponsor, onto the team, which we're super excited about. So,
did we announce that, by the way? Did we announce your new corporate sponsor, or are you still waiting to announce that?
Drum roll, please. I was waiting for the drum roll. Come on,
okay. Man. Well, let me get one here. Okay.
Nice. What we've got is this, is that we're announcing our partnership with New Light Technologies out of Huntington Beach, California. So they are the producers of what's called air carbon, and you know, that's a kind of a natural non-carbon or carbon negative regenerative ocean degradable material that's being used to replace plastic. And they've got all kinds of really cool programs, from from silverware to anything where, you know, plastic could potentially enter into the waste stream and make its way back to the ocean, and whether it's straws or, you know, plates or, like I said, cutlery. They're looking at, you know, all kinds of really exciting programs. And so we've been working with New Light Technologies actually since November. And they plugged a well with us up in Montana. And since that time, we've been working hard to put this program together. But it's a 10-year relationship with the New Light Technologies team. That has us literally plugging hundreds of wells with them over that 10-year period. And so, you know, super exciting to be able to, you know, to start co-branding with a company like that. That's just amazing. And so, you know, we kind of laugh internally that, you know, it's kind of now it's, you know, the air, land and sea, right? So we've got, you know, are making an impact or co-branding with folks across all those spaces. So super exciting.
That's incredible. That's fantastic news. Wow. Yeah. 10-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's a commitment. Wow. I mean, so New Light Technologies out of Huntington Beach. See, I lived in Huntington Beach for a year. And across, I was on Brookhurst across the street. We were in Newport Beach. So depends on, you know, who I'm talking to, I say where I'm from. But I lived in Huntington Beach. So, yeah, I am familiar with that company. Great company, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, we are super excited about that. And it's, you know, it creates a great platform to do a bunch of really good work. The brand is so powerful. We're certainly fortunate to be connected with them. And, you know, just what the benefit that working together is going to deliver over that 10-year period is huge. So,
well, that's neat. Okay. This company, you mentioned it basically is replacing plastics with other kinds of biodegradable matter, I guess, or mm-hmm. or whatever. I don't know what the right word would be, I guess. Substance, I guess. You know, we're doing something similar with the Crude Life to piggyback off your amazing announcement, because we're going along the same routes where we've partnered with the Industrial Forest, where we're helping them bring sustainable straws. So straws that are made out of, you know, corn, and straws that are made out of, you know, tea leaves and carrots and different things, as long as the story is being told how they're being made. So that way the education process is there about, hey, all energy has a purpose. Let's figure out its best use, the best way to use it, and how it can coexist together. That's really what I'm seeing the future going along the lines of. And that's what this reminds me of. This reminds me of how everything we've been talking about for the past decade is now coming to fruition.
You bet. No, and how exciting to, you know, to be able to, you know, in this crazy day and age, to be able to, you know, partner together and team up. You know, we call it a collaboration, certainly, and, you know, being able to leverage, you know, both of our strengths for a really, really important project. And so, you know, we're excited about, you know, that relationship and, you know, where that leads and how we can work together. And it's really a national effort. You know, they're a national brand, and, you know, mm-hmm. we're kind of becoming that also as we're working, you know, across the U.S. So it's going to be a great fit.
So I got to ask you then, is a 10-year deal, obviously, and I'm looking at the clock, and I know we're short on time, and I appreciate the time you've given us, but last time we talked, you rattled off some numbers of your projections, how many that you've done and how many that you guys are planning to do over the next year. That was before this announcement. Has those numbers changed? Do I need an update on these different numbers? How many have you done and how many are you going to do?
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to help us scale up for sure, Jason. And so, you know, that's the key. And like I said earlier, you know, we definitely have more wells than money.
Yeah.
And so, but this is really going to help us, like I said, to move in some really important directions. You know, I also mentioned a new team we're working with in down in Scottsdale, Arizona, that's supporting us with a lot of our back office work, a lot of systems development for us as we're growing. And it's an exciting time. So, you know, I guess I'm not really ready to share any new projections, but maybe we save that for our next discussion. How about?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, this is relatively new, so I mean, this is kind of an announcement here, but how many wells have you plugged up to date? Do you know that offhand?
No, we're on for sure. That's, you know, branded in my head. So we're on, we are on number 18 right now.
Okay.
and here in Louisiana. So we're, you know, hopefully here in short order by next week we'll be over 20 is the plan. So.
And then I know, and then I've got the numbers from before, what the projections were. I know you guys were looking at, you know, doubling that in the next year and maybe even more than that. So that's outstanding work. To me, the big story was that last time we talked, you were talking about field offices down in Louisiana with the commitment and the sponsorship and support by Tito's. And then now I'm hearing one of in Scottsdale, Arizona, and now we've got another commitment, a big one, coming out of Huntington Beach, California. I tell you, man, you're rocking and rolling. You're doing everything right.
Well, it's exciting, and it's certainly not me. It's a village and a team sport, and so we're thankful for every person that's, you know, donated to the cause, who is, you know, volunteered, who's, you know, supporting us in any number of realms. I mean, I was earlier today trying to, you know, start counting and, you know, quickly gave up on that because it's just overwhelming. But, you know, it's exciting, and we want, you know, everybody to know that, you know, they own a piece of these results. And, you know, that's what's so exciting about it, is that, you know, people can absolutely, you know, say, you know, look, my DNA's on that project. I helped to do that. And what a great legacy.